Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Healthy Pinoy.
Ang sobrang pagkapagod at masamang epekto sa mental health ay dalawa lang sa maraming epekto ng long COVID na nararamdaman ng maraming Australian sa bansa. Ito ang inilabas na resulta ng gobyerno sa ginawa nitong pananaliksik at nangangailangan ito ng koordinasyong hakbang para mapabuti ang kalusugan ng mga residente. Kabilang sa inirerekomenda ng grupo na pinangunahan ng chairman na si Mike Freelander na isang Labor MP at isang doktor na magkaroon ng isang pambansang long COVID database at programa ng pananaliksik, pati na rin ang pagkakaroon ng access sa antiviral para sa lahat ng mga pasyenteng may COVID at mas magandang bintilasyon sa mga gusali. Lalo't iba-iba ang epekto sa katawan ng tao ng long COVID.
I'm talking to many people with long COVID. They do get better, but it can take years. And it's certainly having a significant effect on their ability to work, on their ability to study, their ability to deal with families and kids. And it's something that we really do need to take seriously.
Ayon kay Professor Trevor Kilpatrick, ang direktor ng Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health, kabilang sa maaaring maranasang sintomas ng long COVID ay ang madali at sobrang pagkapagod, hirap sa paghinga, problema sa konsentrasyon o hirap mag-isip at pagtulog, pagkahilo, patuloy na pag-ubo, pananakit ng dibdib, hirap sa pagsasalita, masakit na kalamnan at kasukasuan, pagkawala ng pang-amoy at panlasa, depresyon o pagkabalisa at lagnat. Pero kwento pa nito, sa madaling salita, hindi talaga tumbok kung ano ang mga pangmatagalang epekto ng long COVID.
What we're really worried about as neurologists and neuroscientists is the potential for long-term effects. And we don't adequately understand whether this is going to provide predisposition to neurodegenerative conditions in the long term, even conditions such as Parkinson's disease or other conditions, even a propensity to even dementia in the longer term in the years ahead. We hope that's not the case. But we need to have really detailed study to understand whether there are risks, and if there are risks, how we best treat this condition to reduce the risk.
Nangako naman ang kalihim ng kalusugan na si Mark Butler na maglaan ng karagdagang $50 million para sa pananaliksik tungkol sa COVID. Sinabi din ni Professor Craig Anderson, ang direktor ng Global Brain Health Research Program sa George Institute for Global Health ng University of New South Wales. Bagaman may patuloy na ginagawang pananaliksik sa buong mundo, sinasabi ng mga eksperto na wala pa ring regular na sistema upang masubaybayan ang mga kondisyon sa kalusugan at mga pattern ng pagaling para sa mga taong may long COVID.
And the challenge we have as the medical profession is making sense of it understanding what's happening in the body, because we haven't got a reliable test that can sort of guide us in helping the patient understand what's happening in their body and why it's happening and how best to treat it.
Dagdag nito, tinatanggap niya ang malugod na pangako ng pamahalaan sa isang programa ng pananaliksik at lalo't napakahirap magkaroon ng kumpletong pattern ng long COVID sa buong populasyon. At dapat tandaan ng lahat na dahil hindi pa nawawala ng tuluyan ang virus, marami ang tatamaan nito.
It hasn't gone away. We need to be vigilant with our vaccination. We need to be ready for the next wave, and we also need to remember that people don't recover so quickly. We were hoping that people would get an infection, they'd be ready, they'd be getting back to their life within a couple of weeks, but now we're recognizing that there's a large proportion of people who continue to suffer these ongoing fatigue and problems that are impairing their quality of life.
Ngunit kwento nito, ikinababahala niya ngayon ang bumabang bilang ng mga nagpapabakuna laban sa virus.
We were pretty good with our first waves of vaccination, but uptake of vaccinations dropped off a little bit. And so we just need to maintain vigilance and awareness of the importance of vaccination so that everybody is well protected. There's always the chance of another virus coming into the community, which seems to happen every 10 to 20 years. So we need to be prepared for that.
Dagdag nito, sa maraming inaatupag sa buhay ng mga tao dito sa bansa, dapat intindihin ng mga Australians na ang nangyayaring pamamaga sa katawan ng tao kapag tinamaan ng virus ay kailangan ng mas mahabang panahon upang maka-recover.
If you're a very high-performing person and a busy person and you can appreciate in modern life with family and work and finances and driving, you know, juggling everyday activities, then if you slow in recovering from your infection, this can cause a bigger consequence to your well-being.
Sinabi din ni Professor Kilpatrick na isa sa mga problema ay hindi nagpapakita ng parehong epekto ang long COVID sa bawat pasyente.
Long COVID by definition is people who have residual symptoms for months after the acute infection. And basically, those symptoms can range from problems with breathing, problems with sleep, and relevant to us in terms of neuroscience and mental health, problems with mentation and memory, and also this condition called brain fog, basically. And also enduring problems with sense of smell, which is a key to how the virus might be interacting with the nervous system.
Dagdag pa ng mga eksperto, hindi pa nakikita ang pangkalahatang epekto sa ekonomiya ng long COVID. Sinabi din ni Mike Freelander na pinuno ng committee na nag-aalala ang mga tao dahil hindi nila magawang makuha ang tamang diagnosis sa kanilang nararamdamang sakit.
Without being able to access support, and we need to get support programs put in place and a pathway for diagnosis and support. And we also know that COVID's not going away, so that we are going to have to deal with this in the longer term.
Kaya paunawa ni Professor Kilpatrick na mahalagang magtulungan ang mga klinika, ospital, mga GP at mga mananaliksik upang magkaroon ng koordinasyon sa kanilang pagtugon sa long COVID.
I think that what we need is a coordinated approach rather than fragmentation. And even the idea that there would be a national way of approaching this in terms of giving the autonomy to a CDC to look after this and basically come up with a coordinated approach to research, I think is very astute.
Sa tala ng World Health Organization, simula noong tumama ang pandemya noong ikatatlo ng Enero 2020 hanggang Abril 26, 2023 dito sa Australia, mayroong higit 11 million ang tinamaan ng COVID. Higit 20,000 naman ang namatay at umabot sa higit 65 milyong doses ng bakuna ang naiturok sa mga residente. Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa inyong doktor. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Sheila Joy Labrador.